Discerning Hearts provides content dedicated to those on the spiritual journey. To continue production of these podcasts, prayers, and more, go to discerninghearts.com and click the donate link found there or inside the free Discerning Hearts app to make your donation. Thanks, and God bless.
DiscerningHearts.com presents Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essev. Monsignor Essev is a priest of the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania. He has served as a retreat director and confessor to St. Teresa of Calcutta. He continues to offer direction and retreats for the Sisters of the Missionaries of Charity. Monsignor Essev encountered St. Padre Pio, who would become a spiritual father to him. He has lived in areas around the world, serving in the Pontifical Missions, a Catholic organization established by Pope St. John Paul II to bring the good news to the world, especially to the poor. He continues to serve as a retreat leader and director to bishops, priests, and sisters, seminarians, and other religious leaders. Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essev. I'm your host, Chris McGregor.
What's on your heart today, Monsignor?
I really believe that all of us, at times, get frustrated. We find ourselves angry, frustrated, overwhelmed. Here we are, all of us wanting to do such a good job for God. And I think it's so important that we discern what it is that God wants us to do. St. Paul says, I am all things to all men. That may have been Paul's call, that he could be all to all. But we are meant to have a specific calling in the body of Christ. The body of Christ is that in our community, each of us is given gifts and a specific gift. What you have to know is what that inner knowledge of your particular vocation is in the body. Or else what's going to happen is, if you don't recognize what it is that God wants of me, what I'm going to do is find myself overwhelmed and exhausted. If I'm trying to do everything and I can't really accomplish the things that I was supposed to do. The kinds of things that God, in my vocation, has called me to do. And so it's so important to know when to say yes and when to say no. It's so important when to avoid certain things and when to go out to them. It's so important to know what to say and what to be silent about. It's so important, according to that inner calling of who I am to the community, to know when to be present to someone and when to be absent. It's actually God's will for me that I constantly listen to that vocation which I have. It's a calling. I may be called in the body of Christ. Yes, I'm a father and a mother. Yes, I'm a priest. But how many things specifically in my inner self do I have this knowledge and vocation that I am being called on by God to do? And how many times have I found myself exhausted and overwhelmed and run down? What does that mean? It means you're probably doing something that's none of your business. Because what God has equipped you for, what God wants you to do, He's going to give you all the grace to do. This God who has called us, in John's epistle, it turns up a lot in John, and to how to know when to say yes or when to say no. This is the message that we have heard from Jesus Christ and proclaim to you, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we continue to walk in the darkness, we lie and do not act in the truth. Now, God, in this calling that each of us has, we have a specific vocation. God, our Father, in Christ, has called us to be in this body of Christ. And in this body, we all have specific roles to play. We have specific, an inner calling, an inner vocation. That's what that's called. The vocation, it's not only that I'm a priest, I'm called to do specific things within the priesthood. And for that, I must constantly be in the light, in the truth, to know what that is that he wants me to do, whether I'm doing things that I want to do, whether I'm doing things that are satisfying to me. And then when, if I find myself doing those things that are just my will, that's when I'm going to find myself, because he has made me for the truth. And the truth will always give me joy. We have fellowship with him while we continue to walk in darkness. We lie. How important it is, as you begin to walk in the darkness, to acknowledge that you're beginning to become overwhelmed, that you're beginning to become exhausted, because you're doing things that are none of your business. You're going to find yourself completely on your own, because if you have the vocation from him, you are constantly going to be filled by him. If he asked you to do something, whatever that might be, it's really, really true. God fits the back for the burden. God gives all that we need. When I find myself in a situation where I am completely on my own, and if I'm walking in the darkness, while we continue to walk in darkness, we lie and do not act in truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of his son, Jesus, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. How often the person at this time, if you wake up and you find yourself completely exhausted and completely just overwhelmed, how often do we take during this time to go to that inner self? Because that's where the knowledge is of who I am in him and what my role is in him. I must take the time for two things: silence and prayer. Without the inner awareness, I may lose myself and I go off into the darkness, not knowing that it is not light, not knowing that it's going to lead me into this. How do I discover it? By that exhaustion, by that complete frustration, by the angers that begin. How many families after families? You've overspent, you've over this, over that. It wasn't in the light. It was in the darkness. As you come to this awareness, how important it is to say, if we acknowledge our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrongdoing. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. All of us are very weak. But I was going over my schedule. You know, I had committed myself to give retreats to priests. And yes, every once in a while I would have lay people. But what began to happen? This and that. It's so important to keep the most important thing most important. But you can begin to do this and do that. And you change your schedule and you go away from what you originally intended. And so you become overwhelmed and it's just too much. You don't know when to say no. And you think you're hurting somebody. And if you're just a people pleaser, what happens? You become exhausted. Our intent is to walk in the light. Our intent may be to serve everyone, but it must be first to walk according to that inner calling. Is this what my life is about? Is this what he wants me to do? And to be able to acknowledge that and say, Lord, forgive me. I've walked off the path. And now it isn't anyone's fault in the sense that, no, it's just that sometimes this happens to all of us. Everyone is subject to this. I would like to think about more about that inner self, about that inner light, as we walk more into that silence and discover the inner knowledge of each of our vocations, where God is telling us how we are to be in the community. What is that role that each of us has? That we who are called to be priests, we who are called to be married, we who are called to be whatever particular vocation that God has called you to. So that as you take the time in to go into your inner self, into that inner chamber of silence and prayer, to listen to again to what it is that he wants you to do, and to ask and to listen and to be silent and to become aware. Every one of us, the Holy Family today, Mary is exhausted. She is completely exhausted. She's on her way to Egypt. She is completely suffering. The babies are crying as they leave their place in Bethlehem. And babies are being slaughtered. And Joseph is making his way into Egypt. Yes, in doing God's will, there will always be suffering. There will always be pain. But there will always be the strength and the power and the grace that we can live through that. These little babies that were killed on the Feast of Holy Innocence, Jesus, who is the King of Martyrs, is crowning them as little princes, little lambs in the kingdom of God forever. The glory of the mothers and the fathers that cried for their babies of the Holy Innocents. Their glory will be forever. And so suffering comes, pain comes. God's will always be done. And there will always, in the love and the following of Jesus, will always be the cross. There'll always be joy. In the cross, there'll always be strength. There'll always be grace. And the fruit of grace is peace and joy and love.
We'll return to Building the Kingdom of Love with Monsignor John Esseff in just a moment.
Litany of Humility.
O Jesus, meek and humble of heart,
hear me. From the desire of being esteemed,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being loved,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being extolled,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being honored,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being praised,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being preferred to others,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being consulted,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being approved,
deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being despised,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of suffering rebukes,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being calumniated,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being forgotten,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being ridiculed,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being wronged,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being suspected,
deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I,
that others may be esteemed more than I,
that in the opinion of the world others may increase and I may decrease,
that others may be chosen and I set aside,
that others may be praised and I unnoticed,
that others may be preferred to me in everything,
that others may become holier than I, provided that I become as holy as I should.
Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it.
Amen.
Hi, this is Chris McGregor of Discerning Hearts. Can you please help support this vital ministry? Discerning Hearts is a 100% listener-supported Catholic apostolate. Now through the end of August, please prayerfully consider making a sacrificial gift to help us raise $30,000 to fund truly life-changing Catholic programming and prayer. The financial contributions of listeners like you enables us to continue this important ministry. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your donations are fully tax-deductible. As an independent, non-for-profit lay organization that is not affiliated financially with any diocese, our apostolate is fully listener-supported. Again, between now and the end of August, please visit discerninghearts.com to make your donation. Thank you, and God bless you from all of us at Discerning Hearts.
We now return to Building the Kingdom of Love with Monsignor John Esseff.
I would like to just talk about how important it is to reorient ourselves according to that inner knowledge of our vocation, that each of us has a specificity and a uniqueness of serving God in the community. And there are many things in our community that we can say yes to. But without prayer and without discernment and without light in that inner chamber, in that inner self. And for that, we must take the time. I really believe today, if I could begin to help you, take time, more time. I would ask you, even for today, to take an hour and to go into that inner self so that you can begin to listen to what God wants you to do. And just find yourself sometime in an hour with God and write down what you hear God say as you pray Psalm 139. You see, I really believe that what God wants to tell you, no matter who you might be, is, I love you. And I know all about you. I know if you're 15, I know you. I know every day of your life. I'm the one who knit you in your mother's womb. I made you. whatever age you are, I know your thoughts before you even begin them. You don't have to catch me up on your history. No matter who you are, come into my presence, and I want to speak with you, and you can speak with me. I'm your Abba, I'm your father, and you are my daughter, and you are my son. And to be able now for you to listen to your vocation, what that is, because that's what it is. My calling you is a call, and my talking to you is your response to me.
The thing that I think trips us up so often is the wanting to do good. I mean, most people have a holy intention of heart. They want to do good for God. And so all these what look like good things all come at us, and we say, well, we should do this because it's a good thing. Shouldn't I do this because it's a good thing? But that can be a real deception, can it?
Oh. See, that's the liar and the father of lies who's constantly trying to deceive us. And it's all around us. And that's the darkness that we don't even recognize that we're entering into. And that's when we find ourselves, how many dads and mothers, how many children today are winding up, they are so angry, they are so frustrated, and they don't even know why. I wanted to do good things, but to follow the ways of the world is to walk right into the darkness itself, and maybe to drink too much, maybe to whatever. It doesn't have to be blatantly. It's just, it could be done under goodwill. And I find this, you know, and I'm the only one around here who really is trying to do something to make this family, and look what I get, and that frustration that you can have. So, and it's probably because you haven't really taken that inner time. And I think what a great example and experience it would be if we did pray just a little bit more during this time.
And I think, as you brought out that example of Joseph,
yes,
you have to listen, even if it seems like the most extraordinary thing. How often is it, Monsignor, that our own, I'll use mine as the example, that my own big fat ego gets in there and says, like you just said, I'm the only one who can do this. Well, of course. Or it's feeding something to me. Oh, look at, if I do this good thing, I have a lot of light shining on me.
But I don't even know that I'm doing that way.
Right.
But I walk into the darkness, and that's what happens when I don't take that time. You know, when you talked about Joseph, in the gospel, if you just read it, you know, to that gospel of Matthew, where, listen, Joseph he's sleeping. Joseph, rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. He has to listen. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. Joseph immediately responds, immediately. So that time that we are going to take today, and that listening to God, can avoid tremendous catastrophes. I'm not saying this is like a warning. No, it's an invitation that listen, go into that inner chamber, be there, listen. God is in love with you, and he wants to give you that which will make you most happy and most joyful and most peaceful.
Well, what a great assignment for today. Gosh, that sounds like a really good, holy thing to do.
And I'll pray for all my brothers and sisters and children that are listening. And I'll pray that they're going to take the time.
Beautiful. A final thought, Monsignor?
So I would like to consecrate and dedicate this time of prayer to them, to Mary and to Jesus and to Joseph. God bless.
Thank you so much, Monsignor.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essef. To hear and or to download this conversation, along with hundreds of other spiritual formation programs, visit discerninghearts.com, or you can find it within the free Discerning Hearts app. This has been a production of Discerning Hearts. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. We hope that if this has been helpful for you, that you will first pray for our mission, which is to offer rock-solid and authentic spiritual formation freely to souls around the world. And if you feel us worthy, consider a charitable donation, which is fully tax-deductible, to help support our efforts. But most of all, we hope that you will tell a friend about discerninghearts.com and join us next time for Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essef.